And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a display of historical revisionism, a new documentary titled Lovers of Men is making waves because it's claiming that Abraham Lincoln was gay. Yeah, of course. And they use Lincoln's close relationship with Joshua Speed as their smoking gun. And apparently in this modern day and age, two men sharing a bed in the 19th century can only mean one thing. Never mind that communal sleeping was a common practice back then. I suppose by that logic, the three wise men must have been in a polyamorous relationship as well. Who knew the nativity scene was so scandalous? Moving on to more ecclesiastical matters, the Episcopal Church is continuing its march toward theological innovation. That's right, theological innovation. That's what I said. At their recent General Assembly, they invited none other than Jane Goodall to speak. Yeah, that Jane Goodall, the primatologist famous for her work with chimpanzees. And in her address, Goodall suggested that the golden rule should also apply to animals as well as humans. Yeah, I could imagine the chaos if animals started following human etiquette. And in news from across the pond, a British professor is making headlines with her new book linking geology and paleontology to white supremacy. Professor Catherine Yusuf of Queen Mary University argues that, quote, pale ontology, yeah, the word pale, has contributed to racism. I never realized rocks were so problematic. Regular rocks, not the kind that you light up and smoke, which it seems a lot of people these days are doing. In legal news, a federal appeals court has upheld Tennessee's law preventing individuals from changing the sex listed on their birth certificates. The court ruled that birth certificates are meant to record biological sex at birth, not gender identity. Kind of like they believe that official documents should reflect objective facts rather than subjective feelings. How terribly old-fashioned of them. Lastly, we turn to California, where lawmakers are grappling with a bill aimed at strengthening penalties for soliciting sexual activity with minors. Why are they wrestling with that? Originally proposed as a felony offense, the bill has been watered down after pressure from LGBT activists who claimed it was overly punitive. Yeah, that's right. It's overly punitive to punish people who prey on minors. Protecting children from exploitation is just too harsh. It seems California is just determined to remain on the cutting edge of moral decay. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.